Chapter 1. The Mustang convertible sits in the parking lot of the 10-story apartment building, nicely hidden from view by a huge leafy poplar tree.
"Like it, Miles?"
asks Larry the Lark. "Sweet," I say. Black paint gleams in the moonlight, shiny and sleek. I look up at the apartment block. Blinds are closed on most windows. The others are in darkness. No one is sitting out on balconies. It's 11 o'clock at night. All good people are in their beds. Spider throws down his smoke and grinds the butt with his heel. Let's move. There's no backing down. Larry is already checking the doors. "Locked," he mutters. "No problem." Spider pulls a tool from a duffel bag he's carrying.
"He's got a Slim Jim,"
Larry whispers for my education. "Forget that," Spider says. "It's a ragtop, man." He's holding something in his hand. I hear a click, and a long, thin blade flashes out. Spider leans over the roof, and I hear the rip as he slashes the tight canvas top. He reaches in to pull up the lock, and in a split second, he's yanking the door open. Larry spins around the front of the car and jumps into the passenger side. "It's clubbed."
"No sweat. Good scouts come prepared," says Spider.
He grins. The first time I have seen a smile crack his face. He yanks up his sleeve and rips off a hacksaw blade that is taped to his forearm. He starts sawing at the wheel. There must be only a thin circle of metal under the padding. After just a minute of intense work, Larry spreads the wheel apart and Spider removes the club. They work like a team. They must have done this before. What am I doing here? I stand in the shadow of the tree. My mind is racing. My heart is pounding. It's happening. And I'm in. Larry reaches over to the steering column with a screwdriver and breaks the ignition lock. Spider flings the club into the back seat and slips the 5-speed gear shift into neutral. "Push," Spider hisses. I go around to the back. Together we roll the car out of the parking lot and into the darkened alley. "Get in." I scramble into the back seat. Spider and Larry jump into the front. Before the doors are closed, Larry sticks the screwdriver into the ignition switch. The engine roars to life and we're spewing gravel. When we're a couple of blocks away, Spider screeches to a stop.
"Let's get some moonshine."
I think he means booze, but his plan is to lower the top. Moonlight suddenly washes over us in a silver glow.
"Beauty," Spider says as we hit the freeway. "No more second-rate junkers for us."
I sit forward and watch the speedometer climb. Then Spider floors it. I fall back onto the leather seat.
"Hey, slow down," I shout.
"You like speed," Larry yells back. "Your old man's a racer."
"Yeah, but on a racetrack, this..."
Another acceleration throws me back again. How did I get into this? How do I get out? Will I get out? Spider is screaming and yelling like some freak, which he is. Larry has been my friend since first grade, even though he's gone a bit crazy since his parents split up. His mother moved off and took his little sister. He lives with his dad, who lets him run wild.
"Go, man!"
Larry yells and taps a drum beat on the dashboard with his fingers. It drives me crazy when he does that, as if he's some kind of rock band drummer. At the turnoff to Fastback Beach, Spider stomps the brakes and the car fishtails. He straightens it, but we've passed the turnoff, so he cuts a U-turn in the middle of the highway, laying rubber that smokes around us. Then we're on the gravel trail leading down to the beach. Below us, white in the moonlight, stretch miles of sand. This is a perfect place for drag racing. Spider steps on it, and the car jumps ahead. I put my hand down for balance, and it touches something soft on the seat. I hold it up. A kid's teddy bear. Ah, jeez, we've stolen some Family Guy's car. I throw the bear on the floor and brace as we hit a dune and become airborne. Spider yells and laughs as he spins another donut. Sand fills the air. Hey, bro, it's your turn. He and Larry fling open the doors and do a fast runaround to exchange seats. Larry floors it and misses the shift into second. The engine screams and the car lurches like it might fold double. I yell, stop! Larry does. I'm thrown between the two front bucket seats. My head connects with the upper edge of the windshield, and I'm out cold. A light shines in my face. My eyes water and my head pounds.
Kid's hurt. Call an ambulance,
a deep voice growls. I hear someone talking on a radio. I try to sit up. Can't. I'm sprawled across the front bucket seats of the Mustang with my legs hanging out the open driver's door. I throw my hand over my eyes to shut out the light.
Well, kid, you got some splainin' to do.
Someone's being funny, sounding like Desi talking to Lucy on those old reruns Mom watches. I try to sit up. My head, half stuck under an armrest, threatens to explode, so I lie back again. I hear sirens, but I can't move. The passenger door is thrown open and my head falls back. A guy stares down at me.
Careful here. Head injury. Could be vertebrae damage. Stretcher!
He snaps the command and my lights blink out.